As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
We are checking in from with the MCCSC, as we do every Tuesday just after 3:15. And today we head down to Bloomington North, and the new principal down there is Matthew Stark. Matthew, good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, good afternoon. Great day. Great day to be a Cougar.
That's exactly right. The maroon and gold, very busy until, well, the last couple of weeks. And then we had the final day of school, then the graduation ceremony. We'll get to all that fun stuff. But this is your first time on the program with us, so that means you haven't been at Bloomington North very long. Tell the folks where you came from and how long you've been in the saddle there on the north side.
Sure. I've started here in August of this past year, so just finishing up the first year here at Bloomington North. I've been in the area since about 92. I was a teacher at Brown County and principal at Brown County, and then I took a little jaunt over to Illinois and was principal at Urbana High School for 5 years, but really excited to be here at Bloomington North High School and getting to be part of the Cougars and the traditions, and next year being the 50th year for Bloomington North, really excited about some of the celebrations we're talking about for next year. So really excited.
Outstanding. Well, welcome aboard, and we appreciate you making time for us this afternoon. And when you look back at these first 9 months or so in the job, anything surprise you at Bloomington North? Did anything jump off the page, or were you like most educators, you were just happy to come back to full hallways and classrooms and people in the building, as opposed to worrying about how we're going to stream and Zoom everything in life?
Oh, yeah, coming back was great. I think coming back and seeing kids in the hallways and teachers having students in class was an amazing thing to have happen. I mean, it's been an up-and-down year with all the COVID stuff that continues to happen. But, again, I think the biggest thing that jumps off the page is our students. I mean, we have a great student body. If you saw any of the football games or basketball games or volleyball games or anything that you've watched over the past year, or even choir concerts, band performance, or anything else, you know that there's a lot of successful students here at Bloomington North, and the spirit and energy level is very high. So I'm really impressed by our students and their voice and how they have they're really pivoting and making Bloomington North there. So I think that's been the thing that has been most exciting about being here as the principal at North.
Now, you walk in the door that first day, last July or August, whenever it would be, your support staff had to show you the rope, show you what was going on. How did that transition work? And we'll brag on your staff a little bit, easing you into this new job.
Oh, the staff has been great. A lot of the assistant principals, because they didn't get hired until just right before school, so a lot of the assistant principals had to do the heavy lifting over last summer about making sure we had everybody hired and things. And the security guys and the support staff have been great. I don't know how many times I got lost. Our students were very good about helping me find my way as I'm wandering around the school and wandering into new and crazy places. But they've been great. The staff does a tremendous job. It's been a lot. Everybody knows how the stress level of schools has been, but they're a resilient group, and really just it's good to hear laughter and some silliness in the hallways as well. It's been kind of fun. So,
well, yeah, laughter is always good. We can't take all
Absolutely. Of
this completely seriously. On the size and scale of the campus of Bloomington North, how big was Urbana? We know the size of Brown County.
Sure.
Are you
right.
working your way up, or is the, I don't right. want to say that is in a negative
right.
connotation. Are you getting bigger
no.
and bigger?
Right. So Urbana was about 1,200. Probably a more diverse student body as far as things go, but 1,600, almost 1,600 here at North has been great. It's a size that I really enjoy, because over the course of time can really get to know kids and actually have really good relationships and advice from Mr. Fletcher down south as we've worked on some things as he's also been very supportive as I've transitioned as well. So I know it's supposed to be a rivalry and on the sports field not, but very supportive of by him and his staff as well. So
very good. We had Mark on last week to get us all caught up with everything going on the south side, and our guest this week is Matthew Stark. He's the principal on the north side, and you talked about your students, and you talked about the excitement and the laughter and everything else that goes in the classroom. Well, that all came to an interesting conclusion, because the class of 2022 is never going to be remembered for let's see, it wasn't boring. There wasn't anything to talk about. The graduation ceremony for that that crew that literally almost missed 2 years of normal school. How did that go a couple Saturdays ago? Your first one over there, and just did it feel like a sense of relief, or what did you feel from these students after everything they had to go through to get to this finish line?
You know, I think one of the things I felt like is, you know, the old cliche, as we always told back in the day, how tough things have been. This class has that in complete. They've been through all kinds of things, and just seeing their resiliency, I think graduation was a great celebration of them and who they are, and the fact that they, through all this, they have continued to strive and be successful, whether it's in the classroom or outside of the classroom. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of success that has come out of the class of 2022. And I think, if anything, they inspire hope for the future for me. So I think for the first graduation I went through this year, it was a tremendous celebration of them, and just speaks well of them as a human being. And I think speaks well to our future. I think that people should take great hope in what's coming from our young people as they continue to take on leadership positions, because they have a strength that we don't necessarily always know.
It's so uncoachable. It's like height.
Yes, absolutely.
To have that, no matter how well you prepare, read about, that experience, that true life experience, that's going to make you tough. And that is kind of both ways uphill into the snow, right?
It is, absolutely.
Matthew Stark is our guest this afternoon. He's the principal at Bloomington North. And just like Mark Fletcher was telling us last week, your senior class and the scholarships and the money and everything there, those numbers have to be impressive.
They are. I mean, you know, you think about somewhere close to $2 million in scholarships and aid coming to this class. You know, three National Merit Scholars, tremendous amount of principal scholars. I mean, just success across the board. The number of kids from Hoosier Hills got people joining the military. I mean, they're launching their lives. I think, you know, I don't want to say they're over, but they're kind of over this COVID and slowing them down. And they're like, let's move forward. And so that was really neat to be part of that.
Yeah, and just to see the I don't have to worry about all these other factors anymore. Now you have real life to worry about. Stay in school forever,
right,
kids. You don't want to be out here. It's a jungle. Matthew Stark's the principal at Bloomington North. He has just completed his first year. Now, obviously, you sit back and you're going to put your feet up and do nothing all summer long, just like Fletcher's going to do down there at South. You're going to go through your legal pad, and what's on that legal pad of things that you've jotted down throughout the year that you'd either like to see changed, improved, or great ideas for the future? We don't have to go through all of them, but were there a couple things that jumped out that you said, oh, wow, I'm the outsider, I see it differently now that I'm inside? Do you have any, are there any big things on your agenda getting ready for 2022-2023?
I think the big thing is getting back to what we do well. I think is really, I don't know that it's such an adjustment. It's more of like we're gonna dig in and we're gonna do what the things that are important to get done, and you know, come with a sense of urgency. And I think we're gonna flex a little bit on this idea that kids are more resilient, kids are able to do more, and I think we're gonna look to see how we can best utilize that. I think the biggest thing is we're gonna continue the idea of student voice and giving them ownership of their school, and talking about what do we need to do to be better than what we were this year. So it's always that process of continuing to grow and change, I think those are things that I can see in the horizon. So,
and summer is here and has arrived, yeah. And now that June is here, summer schools, you're building open for business on that front?
Right, so summer school, a lot of credit recovery right now is going through South, so you sign up North or South, it's going to be coming through South. What's going on here at North is, you know, we got a lot of our teams and things are doing summer camps and practices, and when we get into July, the marching band will start its practice for its competition season. So, you know, we're really kind of hitting the ground running and trying to pivot to what's next.
And that's a fun part of it as well, because there is no off season anymore. It doesn't matter if it's professional,
right,
or athletics or anything else. Do you have any big facility projects that people need to be aware of that are taking place, or has everything been wrapped up in that and in that angle?
The auditorium project is in process. So, you know, repairing plaster and painting and doing some things along those lines to get that. That's a project that has kind of come along. So that's probably the only major facility things other than just getting this school ready for fall and cleaning rooms and getting things. So our custodial maintenance crew are continuing to make sure everything's clean and up to date. But they'll see a fresh coat of paint in the auditorium and some new lights and sound that will help them brighten up the space. So.
Not heavy lifting, but necessary lifting. We don't want to put new roofs or anything like. I think the pool got finished last year or the year before that. So I know that was one of the big projects that was on the agenda as well. But you're right, camps are going on. Everybody is summering around, and so is the principal Matthew Stark. He joins us for the first time, the principal at Bloomington North. And I don't want to talk about it just yet because I know you haven't had time to listen to the program, because you're very busy at work while I'm on the air. But this 180 days business is insane because, let's see, today is the 7th day of June, and the kids are going back August 4th. Is that right? So we bear
August 3rd, I think.
Oh, August 3rd. Yeah. Okay, even better. We'll rain a little more on that parade. So it's less than 2 months away. I don't want to dive into everything just yet, but, man, you've got a new freshman class coming in. They're going to have to be ready for some stuff later. Where's the best place to find all the information so parents and the freshmen can have the easiest transition possible, knowing what they need to know before the school year starts on August 3rd?
Honestly, checking the website is always going to be the very first thing. They will also, about mid-July, is all families will receive, we'll mail out a letter to everybody to talk about what's coming up and what they need to do, especially for our incoming freshmen. We'll have Cougar Encounter that will happen at the end of July, and those dates are on the website, and they can take a look at those, or they can just call the office, and we can get them some more information. But that really helps us get it kicked off on the right foot, is kind of learning the building, learning what activities you can be, and starting to talk about, hey, who are you as a kid, and what do you want to do going forward? And how is your voice going to be heard? So we'll hit that at near the end of July. But the website is absolutely the best place to get information on things. And we're around all summer, so give us a call.
And that's the easiest way to do it as well. So we'll get everybody back in the building August 3rd. Better hurry. You got big plans for the summer? Do you get any time off after your first big year?
I do have one plan this summer, and that is back in 2020, I got the Lilly Teacher Fellowship part that when the world closed down that has been delayed for 2 years. So I'm going to get to do some stuff to trace my grandfather's trip through World War II for about a week this summer over in Europe. So that'll be kind of nice, and big kudos to Lilly for their investment in teachers and educators to try and do some things to enrich things. So I'm very excited about that.
Well, that is very, very cool because it doesn't feel like education, but it is. And to tell that story and learn how everything went, that is fantastic. Now, people that want to pay attention, we know in the school corporation, the referendum information is up and running. Just go to the website. Is that the easiest place to find all that stuff?
Go to mccsc.edu, and they can go to the website, and there's all the information they want or need to know for the referendum stuff. Sure.
And that's a great resource as well. And I think the only one thing that's goofy next year is you're going to start high school at a different time, trying to iron out the transportation stuff.
Yep.
My little boy's in grade school, and he heard that he didn't have to be until 9:30. He thought that was the greatest thing ever. He likes to sleep.
We'll start at first period class will be at 7:45 next year, and we'll get started, and that'll give some time for those after-school activities and to be able to take care of stuff that way. So we're excited.
Very, very good. Well, Matthew, we appreciate your time today. We hope you have a great trip this summer, and we will get caught up with you in the 2022-2023 school year. Enjoy your 48 days or whatever's left of this. Gee whiz. Let's have a summer again. But come back and join us next year, please.
I would. I'd love to do that. Thank you so much. Appreciate the time.